pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They had any chance to win the national title, and next thing you know, we got to get ready. And it was 22-15. Who was the most famous Clemson player under Coach Danny Ford that year?
Well, I have no idea.
Was it the fridge?
William Perry.
Back when he was just a college size fridge, you know, just a little dorm room fridge.
I was six. You know what? It's weird because I have absolutely no recollection of that game. I mean, it's zero. And then you shift ahead to a year and a half and remember vividly the 84 Orange Bowl, obviously, with the pass falling short and Nebraska losing 31-30.
That shows us what's going on. By the way, John Cook going to join us here in just a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show, Nebraska head volleyball coach. And then we'll get to Mike Shadwinkle, wrestling coach at Grand Island, Vahe Gregorian, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Email up and running today, so we're going to have quite a few emails out of the Dent Popper inbox. It's been down the last couple days, so we'll be getting to your email. Don't forget a Sun Heat system coming somebody's way tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show, along with Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em and Daddy's Picks.
Yeah, I can't wait for those.
NFL Power Rankings coming up at the end of the show today as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get to some of the hot topics here. This comes from a Joe who says, hey, Joe in Loop City, firing in. Doug and Daddy, my hot topic is that how about the quality of Big 12 quarterbacks have evolved over the past couple of years?
Well, top to bottom, I think, you know, this is getting national attention and has garnered national attention since actually Big 12 Media Day. People knew that was a strength, and people see, you know, people wonder about the defenses in the SEC and comparing them to the defenses. Well, the SEC has nothing like the quality of quarterbacks that the Big 12 has. And you start at the top of the Big 12 Player of the Year in Colt McCoy, and you can start going down.
By the AP, coaches took Sam Bradford, which is good. That's very democratic.
Fair enough. But, I mean, you go right down the list. You got three out of the top four people that will be invited to New York, I would think, in Bradford, McCoy, and Harrell. You know, right there says a lot. And then you've got probably Tim Tebow because he won the award last year. I think they'll probably send him an invitation. So there's probably your four that are headed to New York.
Can you believe that Chase Daniel might not be invited? And here, by the way, real quick, and we'll ask Vahe Gregorian this. If you had a vote for the Heisman Trophy today, And I, who would you take?
I say Sam Bradford. And I think it has to do with what he did down the stretch. And obviously you can go back head-to-head. Colt McCoy was better. I understand that.
The numbers support Sam Bradford.
I take Sam Bradford.
I think Colt did more for his team to get them to make them as good as they were. I'm not going to lie to you. I think if you're gonna go Big 12, I have a hard time not voting for Michael Crabtree. Definitely above Graham Harrell. Definitely above Graham Harrell. One more email here, and then Coach Cook will be joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. This is from Karina, who says, after the events of Mr. Burris this past week, Plaxico Burris, I can't believe how many times that these professional athletes can get in trouble and just a slap on the hand. Granted, he's been suspended now from the Giants for 4 weeks, but we still... We still need to send a message to these athletes that they are invincible and money doesn't always get you out of trouble. And I guess that's what the mayor of New York was saying, Daddy.
Yeah, there you go. I think Plaxico, and obviously not his first run-in with the law, and everybody, you know, wants to compare this to the Pac-Man and the legal trouble. They're saying, well, Pac-Man's been arrested 32 times, and Plaxico Burress has had his domestic disputes, I believe, three or four times. There's been failure to show up for meetings several times. You know, he skipped a paycheck early in the year because he went and picked his kids up from school.
Supposedly.
Whatever he did. Went to a shooting range. Who knows what he did.
Sweatpants. Fit around his gun.
You know, the mayor of New York's going to send a message, and then Roger Goodell's going to send a message. And they're both going to come down very, very hard. I feel confident about that.
You think Plaxico's going to play for the Giants?
No,
ever
never. Again? Never, ever, ever. They will distance themselves as far as they can from this guy.
Well, we'll see what happens with all that. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, John Cook, head volleyball coach at Nebraska.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in, let the games begin.
Home of high payouts, great food, and cheap beer. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. Every sport, every team, every game, all on over 50 TVs. Enjoy DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, ESPN Game Day, the NFL Network, plus all regional and local sports channels. And Hastings Keno always carries Husker football and pay-per-view, and there's never a cover charge. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in and let the games begin.
We've been your personal jewelers since 1878. Hawthorne Jewelry.
Hawthorne Jewelry has been making memories bright for 130 years. This Christmas, let our staff help you make this a holiday to remember. With huge savings on icy diamonds and snowy pearls, we'll give you what's needed to make this the most special of holidays. Let Rudolph's Nose guide you to Hawthorne Jewelry, where you'll find a special gift that shines so bright, why you could even say it glows. Visit us today. We're open late.
We've heard it all our lives. Big guys don't cry. No pain, no gain. Well, there's no gain in the pain if it keeps you from work. At Choice Care Chiropractic, they'll find out what's wrong and if it can be treated. And Dr. Wayne, armed with the latest chiropractic and acupuncture technology at a state-of-the-art facility, will get to the root of the problem. So what do you have to lose? Except the pain. So call Choice Care Chiropractic at 308-398-1900 because you don't have time for the pain.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
The best opinions on the hot topics will qualify for a Sun Heat Systems energy-efficient space heater. And we're giving away one a week for 10 weeks. Listen to Doug and Daddy weekdays 11 to noon. Your Sun Heat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by hundreds of dollars. Brought to you by Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. When you buy a new 08 Ford, Frontier Ford thinks you'll like it so much you'll want to own a piece of the company that built it. That's why with every new 2008 purchase from Frontier Ford, you get 100 shares of Ford Motor Company stock. That's in addition to up to $12,000 in rebates and discounts. Believe this, despite what you might hear, this is a brilliant time to buy a new vehicle from Frontier Ford as they clear out the 2008s and add in the 2009s. Sound like a deal? Head to Frontier Ford, North 281 Hastings, or on the web at SpadyAutos.com.
Mostly partial sun, a lot with some cloudiness across the area as we head through the day today with a slight chance of some flurries as well. Otherwise, look for highs near 29 with northwest winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies, a low near 10 with a light southwest wind developing. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Sweet Home Alabama, Daddy, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, John Cook just a minute away, and then we're going to catch up with Mike Shadwinkle, wrestling coach, Grand Island, Vahe Gregorian, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. There's some history behind this, Daddy.
Well, it's so different from the listeners, because actually in this room I learn things between breaks, which you listen to the show, you don't learn a whole lot. But Derek helping me out with my lack thereof music knowledge in telling me something interesting.
Yeah, Gary Rossington today, the lead guitar and rhythm guitar player for Lynyrd Skynyrd, is 57. He developed the riff on Sweet Home Alabama. That one right there. He developed that. And
I would assume very well paid for developing that.
Oh, yeah. Big
well, you know, I'm that probably still back in the early 70s.
Maybe
you know, it's not like what the boys get today. That's why you see all those groups from the 60s. They're not, you know, especially the one-hit wonders. Back in the day, I mean, anywhere from Johnny Cash to Elvis to, you know, the Beatles finally kind of got things turned in their direction. So that's – but you learned something today.
Well, I did learn something. Gary Rossington, 57. Congratulations, Gary. Happy birthday. We know you're listening.
Just a day away, Tony, from the Nebraska volleyball team starting another appearance in the NCAA tournament. And as they do so many times, they play the first couple of rounds at home. Things get underway tomorrow against Liberty. You'll be able to hear it on our sister station, the Breeze 94.5 FM, as you have heard the volleyball team all season long. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show the head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, John Cook. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, things have to be, I guess, peaking. This is a different time of the season, as we've talked with you many times in the past. You're getting ready for an opponent that not many people know much about, and you're expected to win the first two rounds. I guess things never change when it comes to Nebraska volleyball. That's a good thing.
Well, I hope it's a good thing, but you're right. We get a chance to play Liberty University, who actually, you know, was in their whole team's back from last year, and they went four games with Cal, who beat us in the regional final last year. So these guys are not going to be intimidated here. In fact, the thing I've discovered now, these teams that play in the smaller conferences, when they come into the Coliseum, they're actually energized. It's like a national championship match for them. They've got, you know, great crowd, great venue. It's big time, and they play great. So, we can't overlook, in this year's team, I mean, we can't overlook anybody. So our team's going to have to be dialed in, and, you know, it's there's a sense of urgency. And especially with 25 points now, these games are so short, you've got to be dialed in, ready to go.
Coach, do you look at this year's, the job you've done, the job your coaching staff has done, maybe as satisfying as any other year, just the way the team has played consistently throughout the whole year?
Yes, and I was actually thinking about that driving in this morning, that usually when you get to this point, you know, end of the year, as a coach, you're starting to think, man, maybe I should be looking at another line of work. So I'm trying to figure out what, you know, and I remember last year, you know, you know, and part of it was just the way our season ended last year. You just feel like, yeah, maybe I need to go into something else. But, you know, because you're just tired. You're emotionally drained. You're shot. You know, you've been, you know, working super hard. And, you know, so I think every coach probably goes through that. Maybe they don't admit it, but I think every coach goes through that. And you know, I think if you look in coaching profession, look how many coaches are resigning, quitting, you know, whatever matter, it's football, volleyball, you know, last week, this week. So I know that's a natural part of it. But this year I was thinking, you know what, I don't want the season to be over, and I can't wait to get started, you know, on next year's team. And I felt personally, you know, I'm really, really enjoying this team. And there's a great sense of satisfaction up to this point, what we've accomplished, considering all the things that we've had to overcome, from the physical part, replacing four All-Americans, to the emotional part that, you know, with some of the stuff that happened last year off the court. So it's been this team's done an amazing job. And of any team I've coached here, I think this team has maxed out their ability more than any team.
Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play Liberty at home tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Coliseum in the NCAA tournament. Coach, you touched on the injuries. I know at the beginning of the year you felt that maybe you weren't going to be very deep, and when Corey Cooper went down against Texas, a lot of Husker fans kind of thought maybe that was going to be the end of the road, and then you get this young lady coming out of Scott's Bluff, and your team has at least pieced it together here your last couple of matches.
Well, you know, we didn't have a lot of depth. We're trying to redshirt a freshman, you know, and who's not ready to play yet, so that's kind of a no-brainer decision. But then Brooke Delano goes out the week before Cooper does with an appendix, and then Cooper goes down against Texas. So Brooke was our backup, and so at really three positions. So we lose her, we lose Cooper, and now, you know, like we say, it's a team game. And Jordan Wilberger told me when she came here she wanted to prove to everybody she could play here. Well, now she's going to get her chance. And, you know, she went out against Baylor, had eight blocks. And I told her, I said, heck, it took Cooper three matches to get eight blocks. She had one match. So if Willie, as we call her, you know, believes and plays, I mean, she's an athlete. She can play at this level. But she's got a great opportunity to help this team. And I think she can have some big matches for us.
Coach, do you expect to get Brooke back at some point here?
No, the doctors have told us don't count on her. She'll be, I think it was a pretty extensive surgery. They couldn't scope it, and they had to go in. And anytime I think when they can't scope it, it's, you know, you're looking at 6 weeks recovery time, before you can play a sport like volleyball. Cause, you know, your abdominal part of your body is used so much in the sport of volleyball. You know, if you go out and play volleyball sometimes, and I guarantee you'll be sore in your stomach. So I just think they told us 6 weeks, which takes us, you know, through the end of the season.
Daddy gets sore doing setups. So, Coach, before we run out of time talking to you here, give us a little scouting report about the three teams that are coming in and maybe who's the scariest of these other three squads.
Well, I think that Alabama, Birmingham, and Missouri State is a toss-up. I think flip a coin on that. Missouri State is a Cinderella team right now. They were fourth or fifth in that Missouri Valley Conference, you know, and, of course, we follow that closely because Creighton's in it. And they come out of nowhere, win three matches three nights in a row, and beat Creighton, Northern Iowa, and I don't remember who they beat in the first round. So they win three big matches on a row to even, because they were not in the tournament. That's how they got in. So they're a Cinderella team on fire right now. Alabama Birmingham has about three foreign players. So those are always scary teams because you never know. Those foreign players are more experienced. You know, they have different rules that they plan, or they can go home and practice with teams all summer. I mean, it's just a, like I said, they play by a different set of rules, and these schools that recruit them, you know, these are very experienced players. Sometimes they might be older. So, but you never know how they're going to respond to an NCAA-type environment because I'm not sure a lot of them really understand what the NCAA championships are all about. And then Liberty, like I said, is a team that they played against a tough, you know, a great Cal team last year, competed well. They got everybody back. And so, you know, for us, that's a, you know, they've got our attention, and they've got a nice team. It's a well-balanced team. They got, as always, a good libero, a good setter, and a great outside hitter. So if you got those three things, you know, you're going to be in every match. So it should be a really good weekend in the Coliseum for volleyball for our fans and some good storylines and good interest.
Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess Jordan Larson came into this season, and she was kind of the star. She was kind of the face of Nebraska volleyball. She's gotten some end-of-the-year awards. How good is she, and can you compare to years past, players of the year and such?
Well, that's, you know, I've been saying all year that after I saw her will our team to victory against Texas and in the showcase against Stanford, USC, I mean, if you just watch the last 4 points of the Stanford match, that just gives you the Kodak moment of what kind of player Jordan is. I mean, she can just take over a match, of whether it's hitting, blocking, digging, or serving. And I think, you know, I've been coaching here since, you know, year 2000, and in my opinion, she is, if not the best player, you know, or she's right there at the top of the best players we've had in this program. And I think the fact you throw in she's from small town Nebraska, she's had several roles that she's been here. And this year, you know, we've had to overcome more as a team than any year that since I've been coaching here, you know, and she knew she was going to have the load placed on her shoulders. And so I think that just almost really sets her in a class by herself. And I was glad to see the Big 12 coaches reward her. Because I think they realized, you know, because Texas has about five players that could be Player of the Year, and they rewarded her by voting her the most valuable Big 12 player, and I think that was just a tremendous sign of respect for what Jordan brings to the game and how good she really is.
Last question, Coach, because fans always want to know. You've got your squad is dotted with some great Nebraska players. You had a chance to watch some of the high school talent with your daughter, of course, on Pius's team. What was this year's senior class like that you got to see as far as volleyball in the state?
It's a great senior class, and, you know, I wish we could keep them all. I tried like heck to recruit my daughter. But, you know, we do have two great players coming in, and Haley Tramer from Ewing, Nebraska. And, you know, one of the greatest experiences I've had since I've been here, I went to see her final match in the Ewing gym against Chambers, their rival, and it was also homecoming football right afterward. It was just an awesome experience going up there and being in that environment, you know, just rivals, small town Nebraska. It was great. And Gina Mancuso, who's gonna, you know, be one of the best high school players ever to come out of the state, and whose sister Danny played here and won a national championship. So those are three big time players right there, and there's several others. Chelsea Feakin going to Wichita State is another big time player. So there are some. This is a very strong class, and one of the really exciting things, the day after the national championship match in the Quest Center in Omaha, they're going to have the Under Armour High School All-American team, and both Lauren and Gina will both be playing in that representing Nebraska. You can only have two from a state, so Those two will be in that, and that'll be a great event for people to really see how good these high school kids are, and Nebraska is going to be really well represented, so that's going to be fun. But you're right, it's just amazing where these kids come out of and how good they are, and we got a lot to be proud of in Nebraska in the sport of volleyball.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate you taking some time for us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend and throughout the tournament.
Well, thanks. And, you know, I was just thinking about that. You know, we'll be starting four Nebraska kids tomorrow night at 7 o'clock when we play. You know, so that just shows you how important these kids are to Nebraska volleyball and how competitive they are compared to the best teams in the country. So, but we need the Husker Nation behind us, so cheer loud.
Sounds great. Coach, thanks so much.
Thanks.
We'll see you. Coach John Cook, the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska, talking about those four Nebraskans. You know, you got Rachel Schwartz, Jordan Larson, Amanda Gates in there, and of course, as he talked about, Jordan Wilberger, the redshirt freshman out of Scotts Bluff. You know, you got to think maybe you'll get to play, you know, when you're a junior after you redshirted, maybe. And here you are, starting as a redshirt freshman for the fourth-ranked team in the country, trying to get back to Nebraska. If they win these two games, it's off to Seattle for the regional. If they can get to the Final Four, oh, baby.
You just think about sending
a big-o, baby.
A big-o, baby. That's one of Derek's favorite lines, too. You think about sitting at the end of the bench, Doug, and not expecting to play at all. I mean, really, just... We're gonna go out on the court and warm up, and then I'm going to stand over here for the three games it takes us to beat down this opponent. And all of a sudden, oops, somebody's down.
Yeah.
You're going in, and all of a sudden the mental approach and your to get thrust into that environment must be something awfully, awfully crazy and amazing for a young lady to handle.
Fire off your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. They've been specializing in paintless dent repair for years. As we head into winter, have your vehicle in tip-top shape. See the guys for your free estimate today at the Dent Popper. We will take a break and talk some high school wrestling and Big 12 football championship in our second half. Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island is next.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Best gift ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
My office is having a holiday gift pool, and I got Troy from accounting. So I went to Radio Shack, where this great associate suggested a Radio Shack gift card. It's good at over 6,000 stores and online. There are no fees, and it never expires. Troy can use it towards a new MP3 player, mobile phone, or GPS receiver. He can even get a nifty calculator. I kind of hope he doesn't, but it's good to know he can. And it'll all be thanks to Radio Shack.
Now get a free $5 gift card with every purchase of a $50 gift card. And don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, "Whoa, Nelly," you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
At the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, we think football is just about the best game ever created.
Hey, baby, come on, baby. Here it goes.
And that's why on game day, you can't do better than Bullseye. Watch every Husker game on the Bullseye big screens. On Sunday, it's NFL ticket time with your choice of seven different games at once. You and your friends will enjoy ice cold beer and drink specials. And munchies, oh my, do we have you covered. With appetizers, sandwiches, half-pound burgers, and more. Bullseye's at 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Open at 11 a.m. noon on Sunday.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
See 18 of Disney's unforgettable stories come to life in Kearney when Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic, takes the ice at the First Tier Event Center from December 3rd through December 7th. Join the celebration and sing along with 24 of your favorite Disney songs, as well as the arrival of 65 beloved Disney characters. Get your tickets to Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic today at DisneyOnIce.com or at the First Tier Event Center box office. Fidelki Heating and Air wants to take the time to wish good friends and customers like you a happy holiday season and wonderful new year. Thanks for doing business with us. From all of us at Fidelki Heating and Air. This is a wish for future happiness and good luck to our customers and friends. Your friendship and business is appreciated by the entire staff at GNC in Kearney and Hastings.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio station. Don't forget, if you miss any of our show or any of the interviews like we just had with Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook, you can check out the ESPN podcast. The Doug and Daddy podcast is at ESPNSuperstation.com, up shortly after every single show. Danny, Shadron State College says three wrestlers remain in serious condition from injuries they suffered in a crash overnight. Three were in a school van headed to the Denver airport. They were going to head out to Las Vegas for this weekend's huge meet. Authorities say the driver lost control while slowing down the van, and it ran off Interstate 25 near the Wyoming border. Now, the three that are injured and the four overall are not from our immediate listening area, because I know there are some kids out there from the area wrestling for Shadron. They are Max Baker from Elk Grove, California, J.J. Pursley of Brush, Colorado, and Willie Jones of Shadron. Also injured, Ty Brown of Crawford, Brent Hunter of Rushville, and assistant coach Mark Pfeiffer from Garden Valley, California. A student assistant coach was trying to treat a few at the scene. The van and another were taking team members to the airport. The other van not involved.
Boy, scary.
In the accident. So hopefully everybody recovers from that. But you never like to talk about that. You like to talk about what's going on the mat. You like to talk about wrestling. And we are pleased to preview wrestling and basketball this week as the high school scene gets underway tonight. And preseason number one, the Islanders of Grand Island, who would like that to end up that way at the end of the season and capture their first state title since 1973. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach, Mike Shadwinkle, entering his sixth season. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations. You know you're going to have a good team, but now you got the target on your back starting tonight.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of stressful for a coach when you get that kind of preseason recognition. You know, it's a good thing to be recognized, and we're excited to have, you know, people thinking about us and stuff like that. But, you know, it also puts a little pressure on, and not that we want to shy away from that or be fearful of it, but you just kind of get a little nervous, and obviously everybody's kind of going to be gunning for us a little bit, and I guess we'll have to learn to live with that pressure and start handling it, and we'll find out if we can do that tonight.
Mike, I guess a month ago, were you expecting that rating?
I knew it was possible, and I knew the guys at Husker, Matt, have kind of been high on us the last couple of years, watching some of our younger kids starting to grow up a little bit. And so I knew they were kind of high on us. I just didn't quite think they'd throw us in there right away. You know, Millard South has still got, you know, they still got three state champions back in their lineup, and you know, Doug Denson up there always does a great job, and you know, and we're battling against some good traditional programs that we're going to have to overcome, Kearney included, Lincoln East, you know, all of the, you know, Omaha North, Creighton Prep, all of the strong programs that have been strong for years and years and years that we've really worked hard to try to get up in that kind of, to be mentioned with those kind of teams. And you know, we're returning quite a crew, and our junior class has been really strong as freshmen and sophomores, and now they're really starting to mature. And so, you know, I guess it's possible. I knew it was possible. I just kind of hoped it wouldn't happen.
Mike Shadwinkle, the head wrestling coach, as a lot of folks can see him take on Columbus tonight and then at the Kearney Invite on Saturday. Coach, you had a heck of a state tournament last year. That has to put a little extra pep and maybe motivation for all those returning kids that were on the mats in Omaha.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had great we had a lot of great wrestling leading up to this point. I mean, we had great summer camps. We had great spring tournaments. Kids got a lot of open mat time in the summer and in the fall. And you know, the kids are excited to be involved with this. They're excited about the potential of this season. And you know, it's just led right up to since the season started. And we had amazing wrestle-offs, the best wrestle-offs I've ever seen. I mean, we had. Typically, I like to have all of our varsity kids at least have a two-match win over whoever's right behind them. And I've never had so many matches have to go to a third match just to win a weight class. And, you know, it is dogfights. I mean, overtime matches, double overtime, triple overtime matches for kids to win weight class. And that's a credit to how many good, tough kids we have right now.
Now, I want to know, on their warm-ups, do you put their last names on the back of them?
No, we don't.
Okay, because I'm looking at this 130-pounder. Help me with his name.
Alex Champepetet is how you pronounce his name.
Wow, that's so we got Shadwinkles and Champepeteps and all yeah. sorts of things.
Janileviches. And he's one of the kids, and Jesse, those are a couple of the kids you're going to be looking to lead your team.
Absolutely. You know, and over the last few years, it's kind of like, gosh, when are we going to grow up? When are we going to grow up? And, you know, last year we had three seniors in the lineup. This year, you know, we're looking at maybe one or two. It's kind of like, when are we going to get a senior class to come through? But, yeah, we're going to have to rely on some of our juniors to lead us. And we're going to have to, you know, obviously having Riley Allen being our big senior leader that is definitely in the hunt to do very well. But, you know, those juniors are going to have to really step up, and they're going to be the strength of our program. They've been for the last couple of years. They're going to be this year. They're going to be next year. So, yeah, we're definitely going to have to rely on Jesse and Alec and Nate and Alan Taylor, Bo Jepson, and Matt Rice, and you know that whole crew is all juniors. So,
Mike, will you guys have a full lineup?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We'll fill out all the weight classes. We're right now we're kind of working a few kids down into weight classes and getting things worked through with their descent plans. But other than that, we've got enough balance and enough kids around that we'll definitely fill out the lineup.
Well, you got a heck of a first month here. As you said, the Kearney invite after tonight's duel, the East-West Duel Classic in Omaha. Then you got the Fracas coming up the 19th and the 20th at the Event Center. So you're going to know a lot about your team by Christmas.
Absolutely, you know, and I like that early season stress on our kids, you know, having that tough schedule. And really, after Christmas, it really doesn't lighten up. We go to Millard West and then Elkhorn and then into some duels and then Conference District State. So it really is a nice, tough schedule, and we built it that way for a reason. And our kids got to be up every time we wrestle, and I think that's a great thing for our kids. You know, sometimes maybe they take an early loss here and there and stuff like that, but they're ready to wrestle when the end of the season comes around.
Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach at Grand Island. Coach, we'll let you get out of here on this one. Let's talk about the duel tonight when fans come out to see Grand Island Columbus. So what should be a couple of highlighted duels, a couple of highlighted individual matchups?
Well, you know, there's always going to be a good, tough duel with these two teams. We've managed to get them a couple times, and I think we've even surprised a few people the last few years when we've beat them. But, you know, they've still got some good kids around. They're always tough. They're always going to come compete and wrestle hard. I'm trying to pull up their roster, actually, on my computer so I can remember some of the really good matches. But I know they've got some good, tough middleweights from about 30 through 35, 40, somewhere in there, and 45. And so those are going to be some of those weight classes where, you know, we're going to match up pretty well with them. But we're also going to be real competitive, and they're going to be competitive with us too. So there should be some fun matches. I'm almost got it, but then I can tell you specific names and matchups. But I think if anybody hasn't been to a duel in Grand Island in the last few years, you come out and just see the atmosphere. We wrestle down in the old East Gym and shut the lights off and put a big spotlight on the mats, and the crowd's really close to the mat. It's just a fun atmosphere for the kids, and it's kind of a, you know, we don't make it easy on the visitors. It's a tough place to come in and compete. But some matches that I think will be real key tonight is we're going to have Cameron Mettenbrink wrestling Tom Rambour at 135. That's going to be a good match. They've got Nick Ridgway at 140. I know he's been to the state tournament before, and he's going to wrestle Matt Rice tonight. Michael Ziola they have at 145 is another tough kid, and we're going to be throwing a freshman out there who's pretty tough. His name's Austin Leach, and his big brother Billy Leach is out of the lineup a little bit right now, but he's another talent that can give him some troubles too. Looking at some of their other tough kids that they've got, their 12-pounder Blake Munson will be wrestling our freshman Blake Fruchtel, who has kind of slid under the radar around a lot of people, but I think people are going to be surprised by him, and he's a pretty good tough kid too. So there's going to be some good matches, and just hope we can get after them and perform well tonight and just kind of open up our season on a good note.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time. Good luck with that number one ranking, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach at Grand Island Senior High. They begin their season tonight against Columbus at 7 o'clock. Got some basketball tonight. We'll tell you about that and talk with Vahe Gregorian of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch about the Big 12 championship and our NFL power rankings. It's all still to come.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Danny Show, where their motto is...
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Okay, fellas, let's hook up those chains.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Oh, I heard I could bring home Buffalo Wild Wings, so I'm here to pick it up.
I think you misunderstood. With our takeout, you can bring home Buffalo Wild Wings food.
Oh, I'll be taking the food, along with the chairs, tables, and any random employee that may be inside. You coming?
No, it's takeout, you see. You call in your order, come in, pick it up, and take it home. You know, the food.
You must get this all the time.
Not really, no.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Take the flavor home.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47 cent.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough. Built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Walmart.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff
and Adam
from Big O Tires,
here to tell you about a fantastic buy three, get one free tire sale.
This is a real 25% off sale on some of our highest quality light truck tires.
We're talking 50 to 70,000 mile premium tires at economy prices.
So if you drive a pickup or an SUV and want to save some serious money on a great set of tires,
get to Big O Tires now during our huge buy three, get one free sale.
Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys in Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Mostly partial sun, a lot with some cloudiness across the area as we head through the day today with a slight chance of some flurries as well. Otherwise, look for highs near 29 with northwest winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a low near 10 with a light southwest wind developing. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Dead Popper Inbox, Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jeff and Carney says, Danny brought up a great hot topic at the end of yesterday's show. Girls yelling, dead, 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 when someone picks up a dribble is terrible. But even worse is the singing and chanting that takes place in softball, making it completely unwatchable. Girls play the game and close the traps. Wow, Jeff. Really? I guess you got to do something when you're at the end of the bench, though.
I totally disagree with Jeff. Boy, that hurts. Everything I'm against.
I would think so. Basketball tonight here on ESPN 1460. It'll be Kearney Catholic at Bruning Davenport tipping off the season on 1550. The Hastings High girls will host Seward on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia is at Columbus SCOTUS. And on Power 99 FM, Axtell is at Pleasanton. But right now, we're just a couple of days away from the Big 12 championship. And joining us again on the Duggan Daddy Show, I had a chance to talk to him, but before the Nebraska-Missouri game, that didn't work out so well for Husker fans. But Vahe Gregorian from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch joins us this morning. Good morning, Vahe.
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you again.
Well, glad to have you along with us. Before we jump into the Big 12 talk and where Missouri and Nebraska's went since then, you are on a, and I'll let you fill the listeners in a little bit more, but you are on a panel that kind of tracks the Heisman and have done that for quite a few years here. Tell the folks, and it's been very accurate, I think you guys have only missed once in 22 years, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right. It might be twice, but it's roughly just that.
So who's your vote? How's it looking for you right now?
Well, you know, it is tough. It's as tough as it's ever been, and I'm going to hold the ballot till the last second, which means that obviously guys like Tebow and Sam Bradford are very much people I want to think about. One of the dangers of doing this Heisman poll all year long is that you kind of do it week to week, and never just sort of stop and take a time out and start over again. And I always sort of start over again for the final vote just because I think it's too easy to kind of just stay in a continuum instead of, you know, really thinking, you know, looking at the big picture again. So right now, to tell you the truth, I'm actually leaning towards Colt McCoy. The guy is going to shatter the NCAA record for accuracy in completion percentage by about 4% or 5%. He's at about 78%. The record's 73-something. And he leads them in rushing. Not only that, he took Texas to what could have been, should have been maybe, the game-winning touchdown against Tech with about a minute 30 left. They lose that game only because of a drop sure interception and a touchdown pass with 1 second left. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. Sam Bradford is incredible, and if I don't vote for him, I'm going to feel bad. If I don't vote for McCoy, I'm going to feel bad. So we'll sort of give it one last look. And the other thing with the danger of holding your vote, sometimes also to the last minute, is you might put too much stock in the very last game one way or another. So, you know, a lot to think about, and you just hope everybody's being as thoughtful as possible. And I think a lot of, you know, opinions can vary and all be good.
Well, yeah, I guess earlier in the show, you know, we were talking about who would be invited to New York, and I said the quality quarterbacks in the Big 12. You mentioned two of them, Graham Harrell, I have being the third, and then Tim Tebow. Is that pretty much a lock, those four, to go to New York?
I really think so. You know, a odd scenario might be, what if Chase Daniel plays the game of his life and they win? It's not out of question, I don't think. Then you have to wonder if he has a place among the finalists. I don't think Chase can win, but he can probably still find his way to New York with an incredible performance Saturday.
Vahe Gregorian, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk about coaches. It's not that the coaches are getting fired in the Big 12, but Mike Leach is being thrown out all over the place. And I think it's very interesting just hearing what the national pundits are saying, that he's done as much as he can at Texas Tech, get out. I think Washington has its pluses and minuses, but, boy, Auburn would sure seem to be pretty appealing. Just kind of your thoughts on Mike Leach and where you think he'll be coaching next year.
Well, great question, and you have to ask always the question first about how somebody fits somewhere. And, you know, is Mike Leach a fit at Auburn? Is Mike Leach a fit in the SEC? Is he a fit at Washington?
I'm not sure Mike Leach is a fit anywhere in Division I.
Well, you can make that case. You can make a case that Lubbock is just where he belongs. And I mean that in good ways and maybe some ways of his quirks and things like that. So I don't necessarily expect him to leave. I don't know for sure whether he'll get the offer or whether he'll make a choice that says, I just don't want to go. There's plenty of things at play there. You know, Washington does have its pluses and minuses. In a way, it's a very appealing job, but it's also a program that's kind of, the infrastructure has kind of gone to rot, to tell you the truth. And that's one of the reasons Gary Pinkel would not really quite go. That, as you know, was a place he was for 12 years, and there's a certain sentimental tug for him there because of Don James being Gary's mentor, and Don obviously wanting Gary to come there and restore the Huskies' roar. And, you know, it's not appealing enough. Now, whether that is the same kind of thing to Mike Leach or not, I don't know. Mike Leach is a different kind of cat and very unpredictable and very interesting and fascinating guy. So it'll be really neat to see what happens.
Vahe, as you take a look towards the game on Saturday, first of all, I guess before we get to even the game, what happened to Missouri? Down, you know, with Oklahoma State and that, did they overlook them? I mean, what was the turning point that turned against them this year?
I don't know, but you're definitely identifying the right game, I think. I don't know what happened with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's a very good team, but Missouri in that game did a lot of things it never does, or seldom does. It had a season-high 8 penalties, a couple really costly. Daniel can throw interceptions, but he threw 3 that day.
That was uncharacteristically
high for him. One was deflected, I think, but a couple were really careless. Two of them, all 3 came in the second half. They also missed 2 field goals. One was blocked, but they never missed field goals. So if even one of those elements of the game goes a little differently, Missouri wins. But they didn't win. Oklahoma State deserved to win, and that's how it went. But maybe in some way that had something to do with the Avalanche next week at Texas. Hard to know exactly what happened to Texas, but let's just say Texas creamed them and Texas would have won no matter what. Kansas, you know, we all know the rivalry game can be a little strange. And again, they got down 26-10. They came back. They were ahead twice in the fourth quarter. And Kansas wins on 4th and 10. Now, having said all that, the signature of Missouri season is going to be this game. If they win this game, and obviously the odds are long, but if they win this game, people will remember this season as the year they finally beat Oklahoma. They won the Big 12 title. They're going to the BCS bowl. They lose. It is another element of a rather disappointing season.
Vahi, we're getting some. We're getting an overriding phone call here. We're going to call you right back if you can just hold on to that line right there. We're going to call. We're going to call you right back here in about 30 seconds. So, Derek, get a hold of Vahi. We had, I don't know what that was, some steel company? I don't even know if the folks could hear it, but we could hear it here, and it might have been on Vahi's side of the thing. So we will call him right back.
Perfect. Look forward to get his thoughts, especially on that game. And I think absolutely that, you know, he's right on. Something was not right with Missouri, and everybody expected this game to be much bigger than the 19-point spread is now blown up to be. And everybody thinks Sam Bradford's just going to go crazy in this game. And you talk to people, it's like nobody thinks this game's going to be close.
Well, nobody can stop Oklahoma. Texas didn't stop Oklahoma. I mean, that was the best job that really anybody's done. That's the point. Can somebody stop Oklahoma? I don't mean hold them to 24 points. I mean hold them to 35 again and give yourself a chance like we saw with Missouri taking on Kansas on this last Saturday. So re-efforting Vahi Gregorian. Vahi, sorry about the phone problem, but, yeah, just a couple more minutes. Your thoughts now overall on what we might see on Saturday?
Well, you know, by all logic on the surface, Oklahoma should win. They're going to score a lot of points. Sort of quietly, and this is a dubious distinction, Missouri actually has the second most stingy, if that's the right word, in the Big 12 defense in points allowed this year. And they actually give up fewer points than Oklahoma, only about two overall. But so, you know, Missouri may be able to stop Oklahoma here and there, but Oklahoma's going to certainly score 30 to 40 at least. Now, here's the deal with Missouri. When Missouri doesn't turn the ball over, Missouri scores 40 or 50 points. Missouri always turns the ball over against Oklahoma. Chase Daniel in three starts has six interceptions and one touchdown pass against OU. He is hyper-conscious of that, I can tell you that, and I think that's the key to the game. If Missouri minimizes turnovers, it will be in the game. If it doesn't, toast.
Vahi, what is the health status of those Missouri Tigers, especially like Chase Kaufman, Mr. Macklin?
Yeah, Kaufman's probably still in that 80% to 90% range. If he tweaks that toe again, he won't be very mobile. He can still help, but he won't be able to help like he could help if he's impaired. He's an X factor. Macklin, there's some speculation that he's hurt, but he came back in the game last week. But if he's hobbled, it's been kind of kept a secret. I don't know that he is hobbled, but he had a little bit of a hip problem that day.
Well, Vahi, we'll let you get out of here with a prediction. What do you think? Can Missouri overcome those problems and keep this one closer, or is it going to be same old, same old?
Simply because it's so preposterous, I'm going to tell you that Missouri's going to hold on to the ball, and Missouri's going to win 38-35.
You heard it here, folks.
And by the way, call me Monday morning when they lose 60-10 and give me a lot of crap.
We will let you do your same awesome job as always, Vahi. Thanks for giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the game.
All right, guys. Enjoy the callers after me laughing at me, too.
We will. Vahi Gregorian, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, giving us a few minutes here. He thinks Missouri's got a chance. And like he said, though, it's preposterous, but I guess he's saying take the 19. We'll find out tomorrow on Daddy's Selections if Daddy picks Missouri to cover. Macklin has to have some good return yards. Missouri's got to have the short field in this football game. There are a lot of things that point to Missouri hanging around. The problem is Missouri left for dead? Can Gary Pinkel sell them that, you know what, boys, it doesn't matter. The only thing The only thing that Missouri cannot accomplish is winning the national championship. They can win the Big 12. They can go to a BCS game. They can win the BCS game. They've won the North. Chase Daniels not going to win the Heisman Trophy. We understand that. Maybe he will. Maybe he routes Oklahoma, but I doubt that. But can he sell it? Will Missouri believe it? Will they make this their national championship game like they should? Will Chase Daniel take the Tim Tebow approach, where you've seen all over what he said after they lost to Mississippi, and come back and say, you know what, this is on me. I've had enough of being on every cover of every football magazine and doing every interview, which we talked about at length as they got ready, that the downfall could be too much exposure for Missouri, and I think that was one of the reasons that they stumbled this year.
Well, Doug, I think you know what, you can build up all the motivation you want, but man on man, when somebody is bigger, stronger, and out physically, just physically better than you, I don't know what you can do about it. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. I think Oklahoma's better. And I don't think Oklahoma's going to overlook anything.
Well, tomorrow on the show, we're out of time, so we're going to push back our power rankings. Daddy says we have to because they're just so intriguing, his selections. Pittsburgh-Dallas talk tomorrow. I think we might be talking to somebody about the Dallas-Pittsburgh game tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We also have Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, Daddy's selections, and we'll take a look at Army-Navy.
Oh, a game you always take Army in?
Daddy, tomorrow on this show, it is as late in the year as I've ever made this selection. Tomorrow, my lock of the year, 4-0 on my locks of the year. Tomorrow, the lock of the year.
Well,
we hope to go 5-0.
I'm looking forward. I'm going to use that as one of my picks as well.
No! We want to thank Bahi Gregorian of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. John Cook, Nebraska volleyball coach, and Mike Shadwinkle, Grand Island wrestling coach.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Oh.